Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita businessman running for governor. We've got the story.
Police release name of man killed in ATV accident in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. Business leaders warn that the state needs to address a severe shortage of workers in technical industries.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we got about 1 3/4 inches of precipitation in Wichita. Will we see more today? Our complete forecast is coming up.
With much of the state on the edge of drought conditions, rain was welcome Monday afternoon and evening across the state. Rainfall was heavy in some places, causing flooding conditions and a few flood warnings in south-central Kansas. The National Weather Service reports 1 3/4 inches of rainfall at its station near Eisenhower Airport, with totals of more than 2 inches in the Wichita area common. At Nashville in southwest Kingman County, rainfall measured more than 5 inches. Business, civic, and state leaders say Kansas needs to quickly address a severe shortage of employees with the skills needed to fill jobs in technical industries.
The latest available data from the Kansas Department of Labor says the state had 45,000 job vacancies in 2016, more than the entire population of Hutchinson. The Wichita Eagle spoke to dozens of leaders who said companies such as Spirit AeroSystems or Textron Aviation might have to consider moving jobs elsewhere if more skilled workers can't be found. Spirit AeroSystems Vice President Justin Wellner says 40% of the more than 10,000 workers in Wichita will be eligible to retire in 5 years. The officials are pushing the state to consider several steps, including more technical education and better targeted tax incentives. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Former state lawmaker Mark Hutton of Wichita has officially entered the race for the Republican nomination for Kansas governor. Hutton, who founded Hutton Construction, said during an announcement yesterday that state government under Governor Sam Brownback is, quote, broken. His candidacy was expected. He's been raising money for the race since last month.
A man died Sunday night in North Wichita in a motor vehicle accident. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the man was on an ATV near the canal route in 17th Street.
The man was traveling southbound on the ATV on the bike path when the ATV left the bike path and crashed into a tree row. The male had left a group of his friends approximately 15 minutes before the accident and was headed home. The male is identified as Milo Bell. He's a 44-year-old male of Wichita.
This is the 25th motor vehicle death this year in Wichita.
Police were involved in a 7-hour standoff with a man in northwest Wichita. This was near 13th and Ridge. Officer Davidson says the incident began as a domestic violence call late Sunday night in the 1600 block of North Brunswick. A 22-year-old man, described as having a mental illness, made a verbal threat to a 26-year-old woman. Police got there. They spoke to the man through a bedroom door. He told them he was armed with a handgun. Family members confirmed that, and the family members left during the standoff.
A decision was then made to activate the WPD SWAT team to assist with the situation, attempting to speak to the male by phone and also by Facebook. The male refused to exit the home, and the SWAT team introduced chemical munitions into the home. And the male surrendered to officers, and he was taken into custody.
That man was booked into jail for criminal threats and resisting arrest. A handgun and knives were found in his bedroom.
The growing controversy over whether NFL players stand or kneel during the national anthem was in the spotlight on Monday Night Football. The Dallas Cowboys took on the Arizona Cardinals in Glendale, Arizona.
In this crowd here, many fans are wearing red, white, and blue, making a statement on where they stand. Hector Navarro is among them.
Because I think it's important to show respect for the flag of our country and for all the people that sacrificed for us to be able to enjoy all the things we have here.
But Sam Fields, who is African-American, took a knee during the anthem.
What it's about is African-Americans really, literally feeling afraid when a police stop happens.
Alex Stone, ABC News at University of Phoenix Stadium.
A female police officer was shot in the face just outside New York City Monday night. That happened in Yonkers when someone called 911 to report a suspicious vehicle with two men inside. When officers arrived, officials say one of the men started firing, striking the officer. Police returned the fire. One of the suspects shot. Resident Carmen Feliciano says she heard the sound of gunfire.
We just heard bang, 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 and then it just seemed like it was a semi-automatic that just kept going off. And then we heard all the cops coming, turned off all the lights, and we called 911. They said that there was an active shooter to stay indoors.
The officer is in serious but stable condition with a bullet wound to her jaw. Both suspects are in custody. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The last road game of the season for the Kansas City Royals yesterday afternoon, and we had Monday Night Football to recount. We'll have it all coming up in sports in just a few minutes.
Senate Republicans short of votes needed to pass health care changes. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 8:08, KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a man who died after being hit by a car in Topeka was trying to cross two lanes of traffic on a highway to collect cans. The patrol says 85-year-old Jack Streeter of Grantville was struck Monday morning in U.S. 24. Streeter was trying to get to a median in the four-lane highway to collect cans when he was hit.
Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's not voting for the latest Republican health bill that GOP leaders were hoping to rush to a vote this week. That means at least three Republicans are no votes on the plan to replace Obamacare. For now, it doesn't have the support to pass. Senator Collins says you can't rush through those kinds of massive changes to a program like Medicaid.
It was proposing a sweeping reform in an entitlement program that had been lobbed for more than 50 years without going through the normal process of vetting it and having hearings and debate.
Devastation brought by Hurricane Maria has many people still stranded in Puerto Rico. At San Juan's airport, ABC News spoke to some people hoping to get a ticket on one of the few flights off the island. Brandy Robinson says she's been camped out at the airport for days, eating Vienna sausages and bread.
We're in the airport, no air conditioning, the toilets work. But in Puerto Rico, there's no water, there's no electric. People are running out of food, they're fighting.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Continue to expect a slowdown. We have a two-vehicle traffic accident here in Wichita. It's a K96 eastbound or northbound I-235 right there at Meridian. That's where the crash is located at. Two vehicles involved in that one. We also have a stalled-out vehicle northbound at I-135, 61st Street North. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cool front is pushed to the east of Wichita, but some moisture still may lift across the region today, giving us a continued chance of scattered showers. Our high this afternoon in the upper 60s near 70. Tonight, a slight chance of rain. Our low 57. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high 71. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light drizzle, 58 degrees. We have a north wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow with us live from Chicago, reporting that the Target stores apparently are going to raise the minimum wage they pay. Good morning, Ryan.
And this is great news for 100,000 seasonal holiday workers who are about to get hired up in the coming weeks, because it means that what was a $10 minimum wage will now be an extra buck an hour. $11 an hour, the minimum wage for Target will be. And then Target says on top of that, by the year 2020, they hope to be up to $15 an hour. So big cheers from the Fight for 15 movement, many saying that their demonstrations, their protests, their push to have legislation changed helped in getting Target to switch. They'd like to see other companies do the same, McDonald's, other fast food retailers, and other retailers on top of that, and service workers. However, many business analysts say it's not just pressure from these labor groups and organizations that is forcing Target to make this move. Many saying that the industry is increasing minimum wages as a whole, and Target needs it to try to retain the talent that it has, namely retailers like Costco and BJ's and Kroger. They've been raising their minimum wages, and it's hard for Target to compete at their current rate.
You know, and I'm looking at this. I'm trying to think of the aspect of online buying and purchasing and shopping and the impact. Does online figure into this anyway, Ryan, do you think?
Well, no. This obviously has to do with most of their team workers who are on the floor. There are about 160 of these workers at every retail location, and that's going to go up as we get closer and closer to the holidays. So Target is still obviously well invested in the brick-and-mortar stores. And more and more people are shopping online, but this seems to be a situation where they actually still want to retain those people on the floor and at that retail and brick-and-mortar level. They just want to give them a little bit more money to help keep them there at those locations.
What an interesting concept, keeping skilled veteran workers by paying them more. An interesting concept.
Well, you know, and the question is, you know, you don't want customer service to suffer because then you might turn away a lot of would-be shoppers and you know, Target realizes
Ryan,
that.
You know, I've got to confess to you, I have no idea what the minimum wage currently is. I know that when I was a young man starting out, I think the minimum wage was about $1.25 an hour. Have you any idea what the minimum wage is now nationally, federally?
Well, it's state to state.
Oh, it goes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, everyone should be up, I believe, at this point over the $8 mark. But yeah, a lot of municipalities have raised theirs, especially on the West Coast. We've seen some of the East Coast cities as well to try to bring them up. And part of that has been, I don't want to say placating, but agreeing with the Fight for 15 movement that minimum wages do need to increase.
You know, my son worked for Target when he was in college. At the University of Kansas, and he said it seems like a pretty good company. They got pretty good benefits and so forth, and they're out of Minneapolis or Minnesota, I believe, right?
Correct, Minneapolis.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate your time this morning. ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow reporting to us live from Chicago that the Target stores are bumping their minimum wage up to $11 an hour and trying to keep those people. They're going to be hiring here, as so many stores are. As we go into the Christmas season, people are going to be taking on some seasonal workers, and they might have a little competition for those folks. You know, folks that are out there saying, "Hey, come and work for us." Ted, you and we probably ought to get some sort of seasonal part-time job where we could take off from here and then put in 6 or 8 hours someplace else.
Sure,
that would be then we could earn a lot more money, right?
That's yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't have the energy to do that. Much of my career, though, I've held at least two jobs.
I have two.
The second one might be, you've done a lot of play-by-play, mm-hmm. stuff like that, and the second one might be something that's, part-time that didn't take a lot of my time, but I have less and less a desire to do that as I age.
I don't blame you. It takes it out of you.
This is plenty. This job here is plenty right now. Forest rangers in Maine say the quick actions of a woman armed with a frying pan helped stop a forest fire. Nancy Weeks used a frying pan to carry water back and forth between the flames in a nearby pond in a wooded area. Weeks kept the fire under control until crews arrived. Officials say the fire was sparked by an unattended campfire. I got to tell you, that must have been an awfully big frying pan.
That's almost a derivative of the pancake race.
Yeah.
A woman with a frying pan.
Yeah, and here on
takes care of matters.
By the way, National Pancake Day today is National Pancake
speaking of
Day.
Which, yeah,
we got the frying pan story. Yeah, it must have been a big frying pan.
Yeah, used.
She must have been pretty quick.
And
knowing just where to toss the water.
I get winded.
Now we're going to go back in time to the old West yesteryear. Graveyard plaque of the common law wife of legendary gunfighter, actually gambler, John Henry Doc Holliday. Was just 6 inches under and not stolen from a cemetery as first suspected. The plaque at the Arizona Pioneers Home Cemetery in Prescott had been reported stolen recently, but the Prescott Daily Courier reported that a caretaker found the plaque in mud under a hole at the grave of Mary Catherine Horany Cummings, also known as Big Nose Kate. Holliday played a central role in the infamous gunfight at the OK Corral in Arizona in 1881. He was a friend of Wyatt Earp's. Apparently, Wyatt Earp liked him, and just about nobody else in the world did, except maybe Big Nose Kate. Holliday was just—he was a dentist. He apparently had a nasty disposition. The Pioneer's Home interim superintendent Dale Sam said the plaque had sunk into the ground, which had been softened and waterlogged by monsoon rains and then covered by flowing mud. Big Nose Kate, a fairly well-known woman who basically worked as a prostitute most of the time, but she and, she was barely around in Dodge City days. She was when Doc Holliday and the Earps were in Dodge mm-hmm. City and Bat Masters, and she was around then.
Oh, sure, he's quite the paramour.
Big Nose Kate. Saw a picture of her one time, and her nose didn't look that big to me.
Well, maybe it was some of the, she did look the a tale little bit, of the Old West that got embellished somehow.
She did have, kind of had the look of the squirrel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
kind
I know what you're saying.
Okay. Finding the headstone of Big Nose Kate.
Huh.
A little Western lore for you. I love Western history.
I know you do. Know. You're big time into that.
Yeah. All right.
I was trotting a little cemetery ground yesterday.
Where'd you go?
I was at Calvary Cemetery out in East Wichita.
Okay.
Kellogg and Hillside. And yeah, some of that ground is, it's not level. Some headstones sink into the ground yeah. and you lose some stuff. I know how that happens.
All right. 818 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward talking about the Royals very near the end of the season. We got some, Chiefs talk tonight.
Yes,
on the radio,
we do, yep. Right? The little Major League Baseball, the last road game of the season for the Kansas City Royals was in New York against the Yankees yesterday afternoon to make up from rain out back in May. Yankees won it big, 11-3. A rookie for the Yankees, Aaron Judge, hit two more home runs. He hit two the night before as well. Now he's got 50 home runs for his rookie season, and that's an all-time record now. That
wow.
broke Mark McGwire's old record from the summer of 1987, from 30 years ago. Aaron Judge, a 50 home run season for the Yankees, and he'll be prominently featured as they're going to be making it into the postseason. The Royals are down to their last six games of the season, and they're all at home. Season-ending six-game homestand starting tonight. They get to host the bottom team in the league, the Detroit Tigers, for three games starting tonight. Live coverage of the Royals and the Tigers at 6:30 this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Royals must win 5 out of 6 to avoid a losing season. Continue to slide a little bit from the World Series years. Yep. As you mentioned, we will have Chiefs talk tonight. Pro Football, the Kansas City Chiefs weekly Kingdom Show, Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. That's tonight, 7 o'clock. Make sure you're listening right here on the home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. There's only two teams in the NFL that are 3-0. One of them is the Chiefs. The other one
you
is
bet.
The Atlanta Falcons. Yep, Chiefs off to a great start. And they get an extra day this week because they play on Monday night. They'll be hosting the Washington Redskins at Arrowhead for Monday Night Football. How amped up do you think Chiefs Kingdom will be for that? Be a good show tonight. Find out what you need to know about the Chiefs. 7 o'clock tonight here on KNSS. Monday Night Football last night. Finishing up the week, you had the Arizona Cardinals hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas fell behind early, but then dominated after the first quarter. Came back and beat Arizona 28-17. Huge day on the Cowboys defense for starting defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, who went to Butler Community College. He had 6 hits on Arizona quarterback Carson Palmer. He also had 3 sacks, brought down Palmer 3 more times. The former Butler Grizzly DeMarcus Lawrence came up big for the Cowboys last night in that road win at Arizona. The Cowboys are off to a 2-1 start on the season. Not so good news for the Philadelphia Eagles and running back, former Kansas State Wildcat Darren Sproles, who is now out for the season. Sproles had a terrible play on Sunday where he broke his arm and tore up his knee on the same play.
Wow.
Tore his ACL, broke his forearm, going to have surgery on both. He is out for the season. Sproles coming off a great year, but he's 34 years old, not
right.
exactly a youngster, so battling back from 2 injuries on the same play. And the college volleyball coaches poll came out yesterday. The Kansas Jayhawks ranked number 11 in the nation, moving up one spot this week. The Shockers, even though they didn't lose, dropped one spot, but they're still in the poll. Shocker volleyball ranked number 25 in the nation this week. At sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Here's why I love Western, U.S. Western history. Okay?
Yes.
Big Nose Kate was actually born in Hungary. Her family came to the United States. She and her sister, as teenagers, were orphaned. And she ran away from a foster home in St. Louis. And then, came out to the West. She worked as a sporting woman in a house in Dodge City run by Nellie Bessie Ketchum Earp, James Earp's wife. This is all the stuff you don't get a lot of history, but this is just fascinating to me. So many interesting characters in the Old West. And I don't know that young people even care about history, but I do.
I'll talk some more history in during Entertainment News in the Blur coming up in about 15 minutes.
History day with Steve and Ted. By the way, tomorrow we're going to make some history. It'll be Steve and Ted show number 5,000.
Tomorrow is our landmark 5,000th show tomorrow.
Yeah. It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Oh. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771, 267-3771, or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
822 Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says media should be looking into past possible campaign misdeeds. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Not receiving webs.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.